Plato in 90 Minutes by Paul Strathern. The following material appears on the book's back cover. In an age when philosophers had scarcely glimpsed the horizons of the mind, a boy named Aristocles decided to forego his ambitions as a wrestler. Adopting the nickname Plato, he embarked instead on a life in philosophy. In 387 BC, he founded the Academy, the world's first university, and taught his students that all we see is not reality, but merely a reproduction of the true source. And in his famous Republic, he described the politics of the highest form of state. In Plato in 90 Minutes, Paul Strathern offers a concise, expert account of Plato's life and ideas, and explains their influence on man's struggle to understand his existence in the world. Introduction. Plato was the ruin of philosophy, or so some modern thinkers would have us believe. According to both Nietzsche and Heidegger, philosophy never recovered from the attentions of Socrates and Plato in the 5th century BC. Philosophy had been underway less than 200 years, and in many ways it had scarcely started, but this was where seemingly it went wrong. Socrates wrote nothing down. Our main knowledge of him is the quasi-historical character who appears in the dialogues of Plato. It is often difficult to know when this character is putting forward the ideas expressed by the actual Socrates, or simply acting as a mouthpiece for Plato's ideas. Either way, this figure differed radically from the philosophers who had preceded him, now generally known as the pre-Socratics. So how did Socrates and Plato ruin philosophy before it had properly started? Apparently they made the mistake of treating it as a